Hello and welcome to Hephzibah Talks a Lot. It has been a long time since I've posted something. I really hope that you all like what I'm going to do today. I'm actually trying to make a video on this. This is essentially the rehearsal for the video, and I figured if I did the rehearsal for the video as a podcast, then I can hear how I sound. If I decide I don't like it, then obviously no one's going to hear this, and I'll actually record the podcast while I'm making the video. But at this point, I just want to do a dry run, and I figure I can make my podcast at the same time. So, buckle in, because here we go. The Heresy of Lilith, Separating Myth from Scripture. Hello, everyone. Today I want to address a topic that has gained attention in various circles, the figure of Lilith. This mythical character, often associated with Adam and portrayed as a rebellious figure, has captured the imagination of many. However, it is essential for us as believers to discern between myth and truth, between heresy and scripture. So let's dive into the subject of Lilith and explore its implications for our faith. You may be wondering why I am delving into the topic of Lilith. My research on Lilith stems from my desire to understand how women can operate within the body of Christ. Utilizing the authority given to us by Christ and embracing any calls or roles that God may have for us. My study began with a closer examination of 1 Timothy, a scripture often used to argue against women serving as pastors. In Ephesians 4, we see that the gift of pastor is given to the body of believers, including women. To unravel the indoctrination and chaos that has silenced women and hindered their exercise of God-given gifts, I must explore various elements that are both biblical and manifestations of women's rebellion due to church oppression. Initially, I held a simple understanding of Lilith as a figure created simultaneously with Adam, who refused to submit to his headship. However, further exploration revealed a much more complex and demonic nature to the Lilith myth, deeply rooted in Jewish and pagan traditions throughout history. While Lilith has gained prominence among Jewish women and women in general as a symbol of liberation from patriarchy and oppression, I find it ironic that Lilith has not significantly infiltrated the Christian church. Despite the frustration and inundation of some Christian women with feminist ideologies, Lilith has not become an established tenet of the Christian faith. It is crucial to emphasize that Lilith is not a biblical truth, and there is no actual connection to creation or any religious aspects related to the Hebrew God, the Christian God, and Jesus Christ. While Lilith may have some presence among certain individuals within the Christian church, it is not widely recognized, received, or known. Nevertheless, it is worth noting that the existence of numerous heresies within the Christian church makes it challenging to dismiss the possibility of Lilith's influence entirely. Although Lilith has found acceptance in modern culture, particularly from a feminist perspective, the anti-God and heretical nature of the Lilith ideology makes its connection with religious aspects surprising. In this podcast, I aim to shed light on Lilith while firmly asserting that there is no actual Lilith, both from a biblical and theological standpoint. The extent to which Lilith has been embraced by Jewish women and modern culture is troubling, considering its inherently anti-God nature and the lack of any legitimate connection to the Hebrew God, Christian God, or Jesus Christ. Understanding the myth of Lilith. Lilith, rooted in ancient mythology, has different interpretations throughout history. Some view her as Adam's first wife, while others depict her as a female demonic figure. In medieval Jewish sources, she was portrayed as a dreadful being who left Eden due to her resistance to a subservient role. In more recent times, Lilith has been embraced by certain feminist movements, celebrating her alleged struggle for autonomy and independence. Lilith finds her roots in ancient Babylonian mythology, where she was known as a wind spirit or female demon. The Babylonians believed she dwelled in desert lands and open spaces, often associated with danger to pregnant women and infants. Over time, Lilith's influence spread to other civilizations, such as the Hittites, Egyptians, Israelites, and Greeks. Although Lilith makes only one solitary appearance in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 34, she becomes a prominent figure in medieval Jewish sources. It is during this time that Lilith is depicted as Adam's first wife before Eve. According to these legends, Lilith rebelled against Adam's insistence on her subservience and flew away from Eden, growing wings to assert her independence. Throughout history, artists and writers have been captivated by Lilith's enigmatic nature. Renowned painter Michelangelo portrayed her as a half-snake, half-woman figure coiled around the tree of knowledge. Even celebrated author James Joyce cast her as the patron of abortions in his works. Lilith's symbolism has continued to evolve, with modern feminists embracing her as a symbol of autonomy and sexual liberation. In recent times, Lilith has become a source of inspiration for feminist movements. Her refusal to submit to male authority resonates with those seeking to challenge traditional gender roles. Lilith's name is honored in a Jewish women's magazine, a national literacy program, and an annual music festival known as the Lilith Fair, which supports charitable causes. Examining Lilith in light of Scripture. As followers of Christ, it is crucial to evaluate any belief or teaching in light of God's Word. When we turn to Scripture, we find a surprising lack of support for the existence of Lilith. In fact, the only mention of Lilith occurs in Isaiah 34:14, which is completely unrelated to Adam or the creation narrative. This verse speaks of various wild creatures inhabiting the desolate places, and while it may use the word Lilith in some translations, there is no indication that it refers to a specific demonic figure associated with Adam or Eve. The absence of Lilith from the Genesis account and other biblical texts raises questions about its validity. The story of Adam and Eve, as presented in Genesis, does not mention any previous wife or a rebellion by a woman named Lilith. The biblical narrative consistently portrays Eve as the first woman created by God as a suitable partner for Adam. We must be cautious not to insert mythological or folkloric elements into the biblical account. Furthermore, Lilith's teachings contradict the principles of submission and order that Scripture upholds. The rebellion against male headship and the promotion of personal freedom run counter to the biblical framework of God's design for relationships. From the beginning, God created man and woman to complement one another, with distinct roles and responsibilities. The Apostle Paul addresses this in his letters, emphasizing the importance of submission and order within the family and church. In Ephesians 5:22-24, Paul writes, "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands." This passage highlights the biblical principle of submission within marriage, emphasizing the husband's role as the head of the household. Embracing teachings associated with Lilith leads us away from God's authority and into dangerous heresy. It undermines the biblical understanding of relationships and distorts God's design for male and female roles. As believers, our foundation should always be the unchanging truth of God's word. Let us guard against false teachings and cling to the timeless wisdom and guidance found in Scripture. The belief in Lilith and her mythological significance arises long after the time of Paul and Timothy. There is no scriptural support for her existence or her rebellion against male headship. Instead, we are called to embrace the biblical teachings of submission, order, and God's design for relationships. Let us remain grounded in God's word, discerning truth from falsehood, and rejecting any heresy that leads us astray from his perfect plan. Guarding against false teachings. In a world filled with various teachings and ideologies, it is essential for us to stay grounded in Scripture and be discerning. As believers, we are called to diligently study God's Word, allowing it to be the foundation of our faith and beliefs. When faced with any teaching, including the myth of Lilith, we must compare it to the truth revealed in Scripture. The Bible itself warns us about the dangers of false teachings and the need for discernment. In 2 Timothy 4, 3-4, the Apostle Paul writes, "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." We live in a time when people are more prone to seek teachings that align with their desires rather than submit to the authority of God's word. Therefore, it is crucial for us to be vigilant and discerning, examining every teaching in light of Scripture. To guard ourselves against false teachings, we must rely on Holy Spirit, who is our helper and teacher. Jesus promised to send Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth, John 16:13. It is through the Spirit's illumination that we can discern between what is true and what is false. As we spend time in prayer and study of God's Word, Holy Spirit enlightens our minds, giving us insight and understanding. The Bible provides us with numerous warnings against false prophets and false teachings. In Matthew 7:15, Jesus cautions, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." These false prophets may appear to be genuine, but their teachings distort the truth and lead people away from God's word. Therefore, we must be discerning and examine their teachings against the unchanging truth of Scripture. Additionally, the Apostle Peter warns about false teachers who will secretly introduce destructive heresies among believers, 2 Peter 2:1. He emphasizes the importance of being grounded in the knowledge of God's word to avoid being swayed by false teachings. Peter encourages believers to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. Recognizing that it is through a deep understanding of Scripture that we can guard ourselves against deception. As we navigate through a world filled with various teachings and ideologies, let us remain steadfast in the truth of God's Word. Let us diligently study and meditate on Scripture, seeking the guidance of Holy Spirit to discern between truth and falsehood. May we be vigilant against deceptive teachings, such as the myth of Lilith, that deviate from the foundational principles of God's Word. As followers of Christ, we are called to guard ourselves against false teachings. The myth of Lilith lacks scriptural support and contradicts the principles of submission and order found in God's Word. Let us stay rooted in Scripture, seeking Holy Spirit's guidance and diligently studying the Word of God. In doing so, we can discern truth from falsehood and remain faithful to the unchanging truths of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I conclude this podcast, let us remember that Lilith is nothing more than a myth. a product of ancient folklore and imaginative interpretations. We must not allow ourselves to be swayed by heresy or false teachings. Instead, let us anchor our faith in the unchanging truth of God's Word. May we commit ourselves to study and understand Scripture, seeking discernment and wisdom in all areas of our faith. Let us be vigilant, guarding against any teachings that contradict God's design and authority. May we remain steadfast in our pursuit of truth, guided by Holy Spirit in every aspect of our lives. Let us pray, asking God to grant us discernment, protection, and a deep love for His Word. Lord Jesus, thank you for your presence and your guidance. Thank you for your Word, God, that we are able to study it. Thank you for giving us wisdom, for giving us Holy Spirit, for giving us discernment, for giving us the ability to comprehend, to dive deep, to fully understand your Word. Lord Jesus, I just ask that you help us to clearly discern between our own personal desires and wants and your truth. To be able to discern between the heresies and the ideologies of this world and the truth of your Word. Lord Jesus, I just pray for protection over our minds, that you just watch over us, Lord Jesus, and keep our hearts pure, keep our eyes fixed on you, that we would put on the whole armor of God and keep the helmet of salvation on our heads to protect our minds from any intrusive and false thoughts, and the breastplate of righteousness on our hearts to keep, or on our chest, to keep our hearts purified and focused solely on you. Lord Jesus, I thank you for everything that you do in my life. I thank you for those that have listened to this podcast. I just ask that you just move in their lives in a powerful, powerful way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, everybody, for listening to my podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. I know it's different from what I normally do. I actually planned it out so I would not ramble. I wanted to try to keep it short and simple because when I go on my own, like I'm doing right now, I tend to ramble, repeat myself, and eventually get the point across, but not with the succinct way that I should and would like to. So I really hope that you enjoyed the podcast today. There are going to be more coming just like this, where I am actually intensively studying and then I am putting it into a cohesive study so that I can actually stay on point and keep these short and sweet. But thank you for listening. Please share, invite your friends to like my podcast, and hopefully I will update this on a regular basis. God bless.